Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. It is Friday, and we're on 2 days in a row today. I mean, not today, yesterday and today. Usually we try to give our listeners a break, but we didn't give you much of one, unfortunately. So here we are 2 days in a row because of Blog Talk Radio's, I don't know what their issue was. I don't understand how classical music could be piped in to a whole network, a podcasting network, and it's the same on every single show. I don't know what causes that, and the engineers didn't explain it, so I guess it will remain a mystery. Maybe some of you out there that have technological knowledge could shed some light on it, because it's very confusing to me. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. You may join us on Facebook and on X, which we have not posted to in quite a while. And we do have the chat room open for those of you who like to make commentary as we talk to our listeners. So right now we are going to talk a little bit because we don't have any callers, and I want to post the show to our other pages.
I don't even know if I can be heard because there's a...
I don't know. Well, we have to fix the internet. That's a problem.
We were discussing on a show that did not get recorded
yesterday
what the category of energy is in the astral realm, what actually happens behind the scenes. When your soul departs your body and you go to the astral realm and you start dealing with karma, and just how that certain amount of karma results in what your next walk of life is going to be all about. And we were saying that sometimes the situation is such that there is such a massive amount of karma coming from, quote, different departments, that it's not as though it can be categorized. When people have more or less orderly lives, even though things kind of go wrong in certain departments of life, but their lives are somewhat organized, that's a lot different than someone who really has no organization in life. There's always confusion. There's never closure. There's always just struggling all the time. And nothing feels complete anywhere. In fact, the person doesn't even feel like they have a purpose in life or a reason to live, except other than to survive. Well, that is when the karma becomes so overwhelming that there is no way to separate it. It'd be like going into a department store and all the different departments within the store aren't defined. And you can't find anything. And there's no separate division anywhere. That would be the kind of karma that people have whose lives are a total mess. And they've always been that way. And some of us have to live out that karma. Other times, our lives aren't a total mess, but we have problems. But we can compartmentalize those problems. You know, your job's doing good, but you don't have a good relationship. The department may be down, but the whole store isn't confused. So karma works that way sometimes. We were dealing, I think it was a caller we were dealing with whose life was just a series of one overwhelming problems without any purpose to their life. I'm not going to name names.
What, recently?
Yeah, that's what brought out the conversation.
No, the caller came after the conversation. Actually.
Well, it was a previous call. Maybe it was a previous call.
Well, anyway.
Another show. But the...
Well, I mean, people can come in with that kind of karma and be, you know, a solid master number. But typically, people with this convoluted, I mean, you can have a rough life and have, you know, be a seven. But a lot of times it comes along with a zero and a linear code or being compounded. In the karmic number, karmic master number, when these situations occur. That's when you have that overflowing glass of karma from multiple lifetimes that makes things convoluted. But then again, you know, it's very individual.
Yeah, I mean, every number has its own level of energy. So not all sevens are going to be alike. Not all threes are going to be alike. Because every number has its own intensity and its own graduation of merit, if you will. So the numbers are there, and they can't be removed. But the level of which, like everybody's in the seventh grade, but not everyone's performing the same way. So your numbers are there for you to make the best of them. But the level you are at that number, you may be at the low scale of a seven as opposed to the high scale of a seven. And so your function in that spiritual department may be very lacking, even though it's part of your code.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, obviously we're not in, we had another caller yesterday that was talking about Saturn return, and you know, it's better to look at your own number system, and most people don't know how to do it because there's no guide published at this point, you know, unless they're talking to us. And it's difficult on the air to get into the depth of one's life. I mean, we do the best that we can, but it's going to a person's code, individual code, when they're having problems is going to be better than saying what's going on with stars and the planets. There's going to be more of an explanation that's personalized than it being generalized like a Gene Dixon horoscope.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Considering that code, I mean, we can't escape all of us are born on a certain day, whether we are aware of our birth date or not, we are born on a certain day, and that's recorded in time. And for the most of us know our birth dates. The ones that don't, well, they may be the exception, but that may be karmic too.
Well, it's interesting you bring it up, because there are people that we've talked to and I've talked to that, oh, it was a friend's sister-in-law's father who they thought was born on a certain date, but because he was from Armenia or something, and then they found out his real birth date. So he was operating thinking his birth date was on a different date, but it was actually, he later found out what the birth date actually was, which changed his whole karmic number, master number. However, you know, you have to use that code as some kind of point of reference, because that's the code he was working off for this entire time, the entire time that he didn't know his birthday.
Well, that in itself is a karmic situation.
Yeah, totally.
There may be two different birth dates operating in a person's soul from different lifetimes that are merging into the one lifetime that they're living at the moment.
We have a caller, so let's bring on the caller. 842. I'm writing down the number before I unmute. Sorry, caller. 646 is on the air. Hi.
Hello. How are y'all?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Yeah.
No.
I'm calling from New York in the Bronx.
Okay. Your name? I know your voice.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Esther.
Esther.
Yeah, I called about my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Give us your birth date.
April 21.
For full birth date.
Oh, April 21,
63. 1963. So, Esther, how's the weather in the Bronx? 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, it's horrible. It was in 62, now it dropped down to close to 30 degrees.
Wow. You know, I've been in New York when it's, I mean, even when it's not like that cold in the winter, the wind chill is like horrible. I mean, it's super cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's different than California cold for sure. So,
yes.
Esther, you're a 26-8, right? Did you guys?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're 63. Huh?
63.
Yeah, you're born in 63, but we're adding up your birth date, so we derive a karmic number, which is 26, and 8, which is your master number. So your life, you know, I don't know if we talked to you about this. Your life goes in cycles of 8 to death, but also...
Oh, no, this is not the first.
Okay. This is good. We'll get to your question in just a minute, but just to give you a little background, 8, so when you're born, your life goes in cycles of 8 from birth to death. But when you turn 26, you go through a major change. So you have that change, but at that point, then your life goes in cycles of 8. So you have these cycles of 8 going on that are, how many years apart is that? I always have a hard time with that.
What?
26.
2 years apart.
2 years apart. Yeah, because it's 24. Yeah, so at 24, you would have had to change 26. Anyway, so let's figure out what happened when you were 26 years old.
1989,
what happened?
When I was 26?
Yeah.
May
have had a breakup or some kind of issue in relationship at that time.
Yeah, I was. Well, I didn't care for him too much, so we didn't stay together that long.
Did you really break up with this guy in 26? You're just trying to help us out. I mean, really think. I mean,
no.
Think back.
I'm trying to think back. I don't think we didn't stay together too long because I remember who it was. We didn't stay together too long. Yeah.
So you were with someone that ultimately you broke up with.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have children?
No.
No children?
No.
Any stillbirths, abortions, or miscarriages?
No.
Anything like that? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nieces?
I do have nieces and nephews,
Nieces and nephews, okay. So there are children, but they're not yours. Okay, so what's your question today?
About my ex.
Okay. What's his birth date? Full birth date?
4/25/66.
Okay. And did we determine last time that he was like, you broke up, but there was infidelity? I'm trying to remember your call.
You were saying that he might come back around. But give him some time. I think that's what it was.
Why did the relationship break up then?
I don't know. It was. I still don't know why.
So I'm going to go back to the original question of infidelity. Was there any infidelity? Did you talk to other women? You're back.
If it was, I don't know about it, and he never mentioned it, So we okay. got to a big blowout, and that was it.
A blowout. Well, can you just give us a little bit more detail?
The blowout was about that he wasn't being responsible, you know, to my feelings. And this the whole thing about how we broke up, because he was acting very shady. And when I questioned him about it, he got into a nasty attitude about it.
What were you questioning him about? What were you questioning him about?
His attitude. You know, we supposed to been going out on our birthday, and my mother took ill, and I told him, I said, I can't do it this week. We're going to have to do it another week. And he got all twisted about his birthday.
Well,
this is
Esther, the number one, this man has trouble in relationships anyways. He has trouble communicating, and so what happens with this individual is that in most circumstances, no matter what relationship he's in, he's going to have some trouble. He's got a 4, 2, 5 in his first three numbers, which is an 11 or a 2, which suggests some difficulty in communication and some difficulty in the position of being in a relationship. So it's not necessarily something he can handle, and communication will break down because he gets frustrated. Now, he gets frustrated because he had very poor role models growing up. So I don't know if you are aware of his upbringing, but he would have had poor mother-father role models. Is that true, to your knowledge?
Yes, you hit it right on the nose.
Yeah. So with that in mind, he's not the kind of human being that can rise above that. He was oppressed by that situation, and it left him with little resources and little capabilities, so he gets very frustrated, he can't communicate, and he expects relationships to go bad because that's what he's experienced. And like I said, he doesn't have the tools or the knowledge or the talent to rise above turmoil. He just, and then when he gets it, he just vanishes, he leaves.
Mm.
So now, granted, the two of you have a past life together. You both have 4, and you both have 2s. So that becomes your past life situation.
Well, your 4 2s adds up to, he's 6, right? He's a
yeah. Two is a 4, 8, and 6. And you're an 8 and he's a 6. So 8 times 6 is 42, and you both have 42 in your birthday.
8 times 6 is 48.
48. I'm sorry. 48.
Mm-hmm.
48. Forget that part. It's 48. But what happens is that
seven.
We can backtrack.
She has
the
7
four
times.
Still works.
Well, actually, if we add up Esther's 4, 2, 1, that's a 7, multiplied by her year 6 is 42. Same.
His year 6.
Right.
Well,
no,
well,
no. She's
this,
born
yeah.
in 63. She's born in 63. But, so if we take 7 times 6,
okay.
That's 42. So that's 4, 2.
So anyway,
we found it another way.
You have a past life connection.
You both have a 22 though. I mean, if you align the numbers, and that's a 11 times 2, and 11 is darkness in relationships. So there's a darkness in your past life relationships.
Your connection with him. You have a connection with him. You have a soul connection with him, which means he's a soulmate, which only means that your souls have shared another existence before in another lifetime. That existence was curtailed and it was never completed. So you come back with him on the planet, regardless of how many other lifetimes you both have had separate from each other. But you come back, you're on the planet again with him, and you're picking up where you left off. And what happens in this situation is that when you pick up where you left off, you end up where you were before, arguing, disengaged. So maybe it takes two to tangle, but both of you are failing the element of communication that takes you to a higher position. Now, maybe that's karma too. Maybe it's supposed to end that way. But regardless, it appears to me, my vibe is that the guy is kind of conditioned by his upbringing, which was inadequate.
Okay.
So he's going to feel inadequate. And when you're around him, you're going to feel like you don't get it. You don't know how to be in a relationship. You don't know how to work through things.
Yeah, because I try to be the calm one, you know, and, you know, try not to be the one that's going to be ridiculous, you know, with the words and the anger. And I try to step back and be the calm one most of the time, you know, or I just...
Esther, was your mother a smoker? Did she smoke?
Who, my mom?
Yeah.
No, never.
Who smoked in your upbringing?
My father.
Father.
Now, was he irrational? Was he was he hot on the handle?
Yeah, he was a vet from World War II.
And he was a vet from World War II, but did he have a
temper?
Was he temper? Did he have a temper?
Oh yeah. When he wanted to, yeah.
And
so my mother was the calm one.
Yeah. So I'm taking out your mother in that dynamic. You're repeating the dynamic in your relationship.
So, yeah, your father's temper. I was going to suggest that there was probably some kind of turmoil in your upbringing with your father.
Oh, I try not to get guys like you.
Huh?
I try not to get involved with guys like him.
Yeah, you don't want to repeat what your mother did,
no.
Obviously.
Mm-mm.
But in this can probably sound like a weird question. In any between you and your boyfriend, or I mean, maybe your parents, but I'm getting a boat. I mean, you live in the Bronx, not exactly the boating capital of the world.
It's okay.
But who had a boat? A boat or traveled on a boat to work, could be that, or
we used to do cruises, not him and I, but my family did.
Your family did cruises. So you were into cruises with the family. So that was that's coming from you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, does this guy have a hot temper?
Only I noticed with me, but not with his friends.
Yeah. But you see, what's happening is that the magnet of light is bringing men into your life that resemble your father, and you're playing the role of your mother. So you haven't gotten out of that karma yet, because you haven't experienced the man that is kind of like your father. And he gets irritable with you because we've already determined in his makeup, that's the way he is. He may not be with his friends. But in a female relationship, that's different. He's not sleeping with his boyfriends. He's sleeping
with
his...
Oh, he got a lot of female friends that condone into his madness.
Well, see, but that's just it. Your journey is not to condone the madness of a man. Your journey is to be calm, and then hopefully the man will be calm. And you have a total agreement and things are fine. If the man is hot to handle and you are calm and the man doesn't respond to that, then that's karma. That's the bad side of the karma. You're not with your soul. You're not with your essence of the soulmate. You're with a soulmate and you're connected to him. But he unfortunately hasn't grown up enough to be a man. He's a man, but he's not really a man. And that's what you're
I get it.
See?
Yeah.
So you're trying to fix something that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your nature. I get it. You're a sensitive person. You have your own autonomy, but you're sensitive and you want to try to fix this. Or because maybe you have a fear about the unknown and other men coming in your life. But, you know, if you let go of this guy, and it sounds like you, to some extent, you have, you'll find somebody else. your journey doesn't say you're alone.
Okay.
Your journey suggests that you will find somebody. How old are you right now? 63?
She's 60. 60.
Yeah, just made 60.
Well,
you sound younger than 60.
Really? Oh, bless your little heart.
You do. I mean, I'm sure people
tell you
that.
Well, you don't have the voice of an actress. I could, you know, you have this kind of voice that reminds me of an actress or, you know, a singer in the Smoky Cafe. You have. What do you do? What's your job?
Fitness trainer / dancer.
Oh, yeah. Dancer.
Well, interesting. So what dancer, like what to what capacity?
A little hip hop, a little jazz. Yeah.
Do you teach or do you, I mean,
I used to perform, you know, and then do fitness until my mother got ill, and then I just took care of her full time.
But like what type of perform, I mean, like perform professionally, like?
Yeah, perform professionally, you know. We do cabarets and stuff like that, yeah.
Then that's exactly what I said. You sounded like
a cabaret,
cabaret, and you are a performer, and you do dance, so there is movement in that, and dance is accompanied by music. So, you know, your voice reflects that, Esther.
It does, I would agree. And now, anyone in like to fix cars, am I getting all these vehicles? Or
really?
Not you.
Uh-huh.
Anyone in mechanical, in the profession of mechanics, of any kind around you?
Not that I know of. I don't, you know, not that I know of.
What does this guy do?
Believe it or not, Carnet. A rep.
What?
Carnet.
I don't, what is that?
Oh, Carnet deals with outage and stuff like that in the city or in New York City.
Mechanical because it's dealing with the mechanics of lights and outages.
Yeah.
That's the mechanical.
Yeah, he's just the rep in case you have any problems, you call him and he try to fix it, you know, try to get somebody to go out there to fix it for
right.
you.
Right. He doesn't put his hands on the,
no.
I mean, he doesn't fix the lights, but he's involved. So it's not cars, but he's involved in, well, electrician, not a mechanic, but mechanical.
The weird thing about him, Esther, that he's really a loner. Because men who have a lot of women, they're loners. What I mean to say is they don't want to settle down. They still have a sexual agenda, but they protect themselves by not getting too centered on one person. But, you know, we have another caller, but in short estimation, you're better off
moving on.
Okay.
I don't think it's healthy to try to bring him back in because I don't think it will really amount to anything. But here's the point. He's a soulmate, so he could come back. That's not the question. He could come back. The
Are
question
you gonna
would be, would you be willing to take him
right.
back?
Right, and you have to be, you know, resolute in your decision not to take him back if you follow our train of thought.
Well, you know what? I listened to you guys, and you guys said the same thing before my mother passed. I'm going to take your word.
How long have you been broken up with him, real quick, before we take the next caller?
It's going on 2 years.
2 years, yeah. I mean, And have you dated anyone else in the meantime?
No, because I was taking care of my mother full time, so I wasn't really...
You were
really...
taking care of your mother full time. You weren't able to. So,
right.
I mean, but still, you know, that's a long time to be waiting.
Along your journey, while you're searching for this soulmate, during the journey, look for the name Jordan.
Jordan, okay.
Yeah. He doesn't have to be an important person. It's just someone with that name will be a landmark towards the goal of finding somebody. Have you known anyone somewhere in your lifetime?
Huh?
Have you ever known Jordan anywhere in your lifetime?
No.
Okay, so
nobody.
But like Paul says, he doesn't have to be, this is kind of the next guy necessarily. Yeah. And he may be an important person in his own world, but it may not be significant to you, I think, what Neil meant.
Okay.
He may not seem significant, but it's a signpost. Like, you know, you're on your way to meeting.
Okay.
But to answer your question, I'd put closure around
this
guy.
Yeah, definitely. 2 years is a long time to be
single
and not moving forward. I mean, obviously your mom was sick, but I would move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll definitely do that. Thank you so much and many blessings to you guys.
Thank you. Blessings to you too. Okay. Who is this? We have a private caller. What?
Hi. My name is Marie.
Hi, fine, thanks.
Great. I'm sorry, forgive my voice. I'm a little hoarse.
We like ponies.
That's cute. So do I. I guess I'm just calling to maybe see what you pick up around work, love, whatever.
Well, where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm in the state of New York.
Okay, like our former caller, but are you not in the, are you like upstate New York or?
Yes, I mean, yeah, I'm not near the city.
Okay. And your birth date?
10/12.
The full birth date, please, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry? Full?
Yeah, because we're trying to get your master number, your karmic number, and figure out a few things.
Oh, 69 is the year. I'm sorry.
2, 3, don't apologize. It's fine. 14, 28, 10, 1. No, 29, 11, 2. Well, that's part of it. Okay, so you probably have some problems in relationship. Problems in relationship.
Oh, a little bit.
You're single. You're single?
Yes.
And you are how old? You just had a birthday. So
yes,
you
I did.
Are 54, correct?
Yes.
Is that right? 54.
Which is multiple two. By 27 cycles.
Yeah. That's true. 27 cycles. So 56, 50. When she's 58, she'll be 9 cycles, which will be significant. When you're 58, that will be an important year because it'll be 29 cycles, which is your karmic number.
Okay.
But
don't rush me there, though. No, I'm sorry.
No. We're not rushing you there. We're not rushing you there. But 29, when you were 29 years old, there may have been a change, maybe. It would be 1998.
Yeah, that's about right. I met someone. I lived with him for a couple of years, and it didn't work out.
Did you meet someone in that year, or did you break up?
No, we had... I met someone right around my 29th birthday.
Yeah, that would be it. Met someone around 29th birthday, but it didn't last. And it lasted a couple of years, you said?
And then it kind of went back and forth for many, many, many years.
Okay. But you would say a solid 2 years you were with him?
You know what? Actually, I think back, maybe I met him when I was closer to 28. Let me just think here, 29, 30, 31, yeah, about 2 years.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, we're not getting an exact, you know.
I'm just trying to think back.
Yeah,
yesterday, it's hard to think on sometimes.
Yeah, it is. I understand.
Throughout that time.
So you're wondering about job and relationship?
Yeah.
You sound a little down.
Oh, no. It's just my voice.
Because you're sick or getting over?
Yeah. Getting over. It was a brutal.
No.
It was brutal.
I want to ask you a question, Marie, but don't worry whether it's yes or no. But have you ever or do you have cats? C-A-T-S.
Yes. I have one now. I found him outside like 5 months ago.
Okay. So.
And prior to that, I had two others. Go ahead.
Yeah. When I listen to your voice, I feel a cat around you. So your voice, your voice is suggestive of a cat. Now you found a cat and you've harbored this cat and gave it shelter. Yeah, you harbored it.
In the bed is the cat.
Well, you've given the cat sanctuary. You've given the cat shelter. You're feeding the cat. You're a good-hearted person. And
thank you.
The fact that your voice, just your voice, tells me you have a cat.
Wow.
Your voice tells me that. And that, you know, it's not like your life is miserable or anything, but you've had a life where you basically, you survive, you get through. Are you totally happy and satisfied? No. But things could have been worse. Were your parents divorced or estranged from one another?
Believe it or not, they were divorced. It was miserable. They both remarried, and all four of them are best of friends.
Yeah, but the divorce of your parents is in your voice too.
Well, it's also in our code.
Yeah, it's in your code. Huh. But I'm now, my ears have been attuned to your voice. And I'm hearing things coming out of your voice that seem to be psychic in my intake.
No, what?
In other words, I'm giving you a reading by just the sound of your voice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We asked this of the former caller, but did you ever through a period where you smoke cigarettes?
Did I or do I?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
I do.
Yeah.
I do, and I want to quit so bad.
That's why
let me tell you something.
Yeah, that's why your sickness was so bad, probably.
I can smell the cigarettes in your voice. I smell it right now as I'm sitting here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, especially if you're not a smoker. I'm sorry to do that to you.
No, I'm not. Are you currently wearing a sweater?
No.
Nothing black?
I have a black shirt on.
Yeah, that's it. So you see, I can see you. I'm seeing you right now.
Now go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You're a riot.
Yeah, she was a ride on Sunset Strip, too. But, you know, what I'm getting, and then let Kristen respond, but what I'm getting is I'm getting a feel for you. And when I do that, I mean, if you get these validations, I sort of quickly glance over your past, your present, and then take a peek into your future. Now, the worst case scenario, is that you meet your true love in 3 years. That's the worst it gets. It may be before then, but there seems to be a very sensitive man that will be in your future who's been very wounded, but he's very quiet. He's a quiet man. He doesn't have angry outbursts. If anything, you could just tell he's been hurt a lot. But he's very capable, he's very handy, and he's very even keeled. And if I had to present a name as a common name, whether it's him or somebody that is symbolic of him, the name would be Michael, Mike. Have you ever known a Mike?
Oh, God, I've known tons of Mikes.
Oh, you've known tons of Mikes.
Because
your energy field. So that name, Mike, the name Mike mm-hmm. gravitates around your energy field.
Okay.
So that name is common to you, but it's also not, it's coming in through, in your home. Good question, because these questions lead up to conclusions. Do you have?
May I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. With my past guy, and I'm not like, oh my gosh, I got to have him back. Nothing like that. So it's, you know, some people you miss, but maybe not in a romantic way. You miss certain great qualities about them. You maybe miss, you wish you could, you know, have a good friendship with them over time. Like I said, my parents were horrible and now they're best of friends. And I would really sincerely, with every bit of my being, love to be his friend. You know, just a good, sincere friendship, be able to go do fun things, hang out, because he's a fun guy.
Is he single now or within a relationship?
I don't know. I think he might be single now.
I don't know if that's the healthiest thing, but anyway, I don't know. Go on with your...
The desire to want to be with him...
As a friend.
Yeah, I know. It's filling up a certain voidness in your life that would be, it's almost like you need a temporary fix, because that voidness in your life is something that is part of you. You need that kind of attachment. Because
if I had a boyfriend, he's still someone, I'm very faithful, so I would never, like, cheat on anybody, never have. But if I had a boyfriend, what I was going to say is I'd still want to go hang out with him and go do fun things.
I hear you.
It's not like filling a void, missing, it's not filling a void because I have no one.
Yeah, but you see, you're taking the word voidness into a direction that I'm not going. The voidness,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the voidness is because we have a voidness in our life because we just feel empty. Other times we have a voidness in our life because we have a need for something. We have a desire for something. So this would be more in the connection to the desire and maybe the rough word need, because you have a past life with this person. That past life with this person, I'm just going to give you a hint. In a past life, you had met him at a carnival.
A carnival?
Yep, in a past life. You know, there's a wonderful musical called Carnival.
Yes.
You know that musical?
I've heard of it because I go to plays and things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. You see, so we're already touching some of the fabric of your past life.
Love makes the world go round.
Yeah.
That's right.
Incredible.
And he was, there was an actor, host, something with a B, but he was in the movie Carnival. But anyways, dark-haired, kind of almost European-looking guy, but you are going to be, encountering an individual. So there will be a relationship. This person, do you have their birth date?
The guy, yeah, it's 8-3-6-8. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just think here. 8-3-64.
So already, first of all, he's got an 11 in his 8-3, which matches your 11. Your 11 is separated by a zero. But when we get to the 19 and add that up, 8-3-11-21, there's your inverted day, 12. And 21, 31-4. So I'm just trying to add up his numbers and I got distracted. Mm-hmm. So he's a 2, a Interesting. His master number is broken up in your month and day, 10, 12.
Wow.
One plus two is four.
Right.
You, let's see what he... You're 12. The days are both, he has a solid three, you have a broken three, one, two, three. And the years are interchangeable. His six to your nine becomes 69. His six, your six to his four becomes your 64. But he's also got another 11 in that 1964. So there's problems in relationships. Did he come from a broken home?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's... In your home, I'm seeing an area rug, like an area rug. Do you have any throw rugs, like an Oriental rug? I'm seeing a pastel.
I do have an Oriental rug.
You do have an Oriental
rug. An authentic, yeah.
Oh, you have one. Authentic. Okay, so I've been seeing that throughout. What's the color pattern? I don't know if I'm seeing the correct color pattern because I'm seeing like pastels for some reason, but I'm guessing that it's more vibrant than pastel because it's an Oriental rug.
Well, this one is, the base color is a light blue, and then I have pink flowers in it and some pink through
pink.
It.
That's pink.
Okay.
I'm seeing pink. Mm-hmm. I was seeing pink and green. I'm being honest. Like pink.
Actually,
and...
I have another rug that is, I think it's green, and I think I have some pink in it as well. That's not authentic, but yes.
That's not authentic. Does it look like a Oriental rug?
Sort of. I mean, a modern day, you know, knockoff, I guess you could say.
Knockoff. So I'm seeing what I'm seeing in your home. I'm seeing what's in your home. So, I mean, my
Can you tell me what it's going to look like in 2 years? No, I'm just kidding.
Call the rug doctor and it'll look great. Oriental rugs are hard to clean. I think that, you know, they're
yes,
not
they are.
Yeah. What do you do for yours, out of curiosity,
when
you're cleaned?
Well, I vacuum it. I try to vacuum it really good. I, you know, try to get the dust, you know, I mean, like, you have to really shake them. There's a machine that kind of spins. I don't have the machine, but it spins it to get, like, the dust out. And
oh,
then
yeah?
I take, like, a, yeah, but it's, I watch the process and how they really clean, like, silk Oriental rugs, like, a, you know, and it's quite a process. And
yeah.
I can't afford one of those machines. So then
no.
I, you know, then I try to take a solution and just lightly go over it and then vacuum it again.
Mm. So, yeah, they take a lot of maintenance. My take on this guy and having a relationship with him just because, you know, you like him as a friend. I don't know if I really would go that path personally. Is there any contact?
I mean,
go ahead.
I do worry about him as a person just because I know he's got his miserable qualities, but he has a lot of good qualities. And I worry about him being taken advantage of. And I mean, yes, he's a big boy. But there are just certain things, you know a person, you worry about certain things. It's common nature. And like I said, he's just a fun guy. He could just, on a whim, oh, let's, you know, like to whoever, let's go do this. Let's go. Oh, so he's got his good qualities. And that's, you know, I decided that as far as, you know, if there is a reconnect, I won't allow, so I'll put up boundaries. And I've started to do that with certain people, just in general. So I wouldn't allow certain behaviors, but I would accept a friendship and have fun and just, you know, hang out whenever. And that's it. Just go and have fun with somebody I know who's a fun person.
Well, did he have a drinking problem?
No.
No. I mean, why'd you guys break up?
There was an issue where I thought he might have been unfaithful, which to this day, even through our worst fights, he's where he never was. And
what made you suspect that he was?
It's a long story, and I prefer not to put it out there.
That's okay. Well,
but are you pretty sure he was unfaithful, even though he's
you
not
know what? That's where my heart is torn, because he has sworn every which way he never was, never was. And part of me believes him, and part of me, I'm just very distrusting when it comes to men. So, you know, God could probably drop the perfect guy in my lap and I'd still question, and I have a lot of faith in God. But it's just part of it's just me. So from that point on, I just questioned every last single thing he did. And whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, I just questioned it. And so that's kind of where everything went off the tracks.
I mean, you
can't.
Yeah. And you're not friends with him now?
Not at this point, no.
Well, I mean, your master number is typifies the suggestion that you have troubled relationships. So that comes in due to your karma. You already came in with that, so that's where that stands. It doesn't mean that it's going to be your fatal note in life, but it does stand to reason that that's one suggestion, numerically speaking, why you have trouble in relationships. But having said that, there isn't I'm not getting any information coming to me that says you're not going to be in a relationship. So if I did, I would say I don't see one coming at all for you. I think one is going to come for you, but there's a strange, I was going to suggest this before, there's a strange symbol, and sometimes readings get into obscure symbols, and sometimes they do mean something. I mean, God knows we have symbols. This symbol is a T-shirt. First of all, a seashell. Do you have any seashells in your home?
No.
Yeah. Well, have you ever, what's your connection to the ocean?
What's my connection to the ocean?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite places to be when I can. I love it. I always say when I'm ready to go in life, I want, well, because my sisters will probably be here, if I die first, I want them to put me in a boat and push me out into the ocean on my last breath.
Okay. So the seashell represents a past life you had when you lived right near the ocean.
Okay. Well, I did live in Florida, too, right on an island. Maybe that's it.
That could be it, too. So I said it was going to be a symbol. So you don't have it in your home, but it symbolizes something that goes to your soul. And that's where that's coming from. So if I go there, I suddenly see myself, and we're not, Chris and I aren't quote, religious. We're spiritual.
Right. But I'm not religious either. I'm spiritual.
Right. But did you grow up in an atmosphere where you had to go to church?
Catholic. I'm getting Catholic.
I did until a certain point and then stopped.
Are you
like,
Catholic?
You know,
by birth?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that would be right.
Well, I mean,
I was baptized.
You were baptized Catholic.
Okay.
Yes, that's
so.
Yeah,
now,
that's what I'm getting.
From there, do you have a brother?
A stepbrother.
That counts.
So you have a stepbrother.
Okay. Yes, I didn't know exactly if you meant blood related or not.
Okay,
but
no,
we refer to him as our brother.
Yeah. Okay. So that fits. And does this quote stepbrother, would you say he's more inclined to be interested in vehicles, cars, fixing cars, or not at all?
Not at all.
And has he ever been in any car accidents to your knowledge?
I mean, maybe a fender bender like anybody, but no, nothing major, no.
A fender bender. Well, why do you say fender bender?
You know, like sometimes somebody's in front of you and you go and they stop and you just tap their bumper.
No, I know what it is, but why I'm saying, why do you connect him to it? Are you assuming, or do you know he was in one?
I guess I'm assuming, maybe. I mean, but as far as like an accident, absolutely not.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Does he ever visit you personally?
No, he lives in another state. And we just don't see each other. You know, like, if he and my sister-in-law come back here because she's from here, you know, I'll see him. But I don't really get out there. I haven't been out there in a while. But he and I get along.
Okay,
in
our limited time, some of these questions may seem to be beating around the bush, but in our limited amount of time, I think I see a relationship, not this guy that you have or that you're thinking about, and whether you have a friendship with him or not might be determined by you being proactive and maybe calling him and saying, are you willing to be friends? I love your company.
What?
Huh?
She said, okay.
Oh. Yeah, you might do that. Are you willing to be friends? I love your company. Are you open to a friendship? You know, you might do that instead of wondering, because if you're wondering, I don't know if he's going to come back. But you could be proactive about it. I don't have a problem with that. You need to take care of him, too, protect
him. Yeah, I don't know how healthy that is, but, I mean, that's, I guess, your prerogative. And especially if he cheated. I mean, but,
no,
you know.
I don't know that he did. I don't know that he did. I really don't know. I mean,
it's
I cannot say yes. What?
It doesn't matter. Your parents... are talking to each other. It's not a crime to want to reconnect with him and be a friend. If you value him as a person and you want a friendship, the best thing to do is to call him or text him or something and say, listen, I would like to have a friendship with you. And you could do that.
Okay.
Aside from that, this other individual, I think in a year you have a boyfriend.
I think you're probably less interested in continuing a friendship with this guy once you have a boyfriend, though. I really do. That's my two cents. I mean, we don't really, we have a different take on it, but that's okay. We don't have to always.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Do you have a name, maybe? I don't know if you gave me one.
No, I don't have a name.
But if you want real quick, if you want to throw out a name as a landmark, as somebody to look for that might lead to the person, the name would be Brian.
Yeah, that's his best friend. Brian.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think.
Well, no. Is that his best friend?
Yes.
Okay, then I suggest you try calling him or talking to him and see if he wants a friendship. Because one thing, you'll either get one or that will clarify for you how to move forward.
Okay, that makes sense.
Due to the name Brian coming in.
Yeah, it doesn't mean for sure he's going to be your friend. It means that you will get, he will either be your friend, he may, or he won't, and that will help you move forward to find this new guy.
Right, and that, I understand. Okay,
yeah,
can I just really quick just ask a yes or no? If possible. I'm so sorry.
I will go.
What?
We're over time. What did you want
to
ask?
I'm sorry. Okay. I recently had a job interview, and I just wonder if you see that I got
it or
not.
You know what? Call us on Wednesday. Can you call us on Wednesday?
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Yes.
No, call us on Wednesday because we can't just go yes or no. I mean, that's just,
okay. Fair enough.
And we want to give you a complete answer. So call us on Wednesday. We're back on the air Wednesday and Friday next week at 9 a.m. And you can call us.
Okay.
Call a little bit earlier, and we'll go into that.
Okay. Thank
you
so very much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like us, follow our show. That will help us.
Okay. I will.
Thank
I will.
You.
Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you so
Great.
Much. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back on the air, as I said. Those regular times, Wednesday and Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And thank you to our chatter. Brian is Healer Medium's dad. Canada.
Oh.
Okay. Thanks to our chatter and to our other caller. Bye.